Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good morning and welcome to Tip TV Finance. It's Monday the 6th of February. I'm joined by Zach Meir. How are you this morning, Zach?
Very well, Matt.
Good, good. So let's have just a little chat. We were just talking about David Beckham and his knighthood or potential of getting a knighthood. What's your take on that?
No, actually, I've come up with the perfect solution, which I think he should take up. Mm-hmm. The people who hand out the gong committee, they should basically tell him that you keep doing the charity work and we will give you the knighthood, but we won't tell you when.
So keep him waiting.
So it might be in 10 years, 20, 30. It could be like Ken Dodd when he gets to the age of 89. But at least then he will do charitable work and people will actually benefit.
Fantastic. Good idea. Good idea. So what are we looking at this morning? Let's have a look at some slides. A bit of news here. Most popular, how China lifting its one-child policy played into Reckitt Benckiser's $90 share offer for Mead Johnson. Now, Mead Johnson make formula for kids, for children, and vitamins and whatnot. So what's your take on this?
Well, I think I can't remember exactly when China lifted its one-child policy, but I think it was a year or two back now. And Reckitt Benckiser are not exactly sort of quick on the draw there, but you can see where they're coming from there. Very good, very good. More children, more baby food. That requires a $30 million a year salary for the CEO, and I'm sure he's getting that.
The analysts have looked into that and come up with that. Moving on, US to buy more F-35 fighter jets from Lockheed Martin.
Very disappointed they're not going for our own BAE systems. I think it's a good defence group, but luckily BAE systems, as we'll see later, are doing good business in Turkey, which is a lovely regime to work with, I'm sure.
So this is maybe an upshot of Iran and regulation.
Yeah, they're just readying themselves for World War III. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Next up, on Friday, President Trump and his director of the National Economic Council, Gary Cohn, signed the executive order aimed at easing restrictions on banking share prices in the US and in Asia have rallied.
I think one of the interesting about these, the banking, I mean, this has been, ages in the making, so we know about all this and, the deregulation, freeing up of the banks and hopefully fining them less. But this executive order, from my understanding, that's, the executive order from the commander-in-chief could not be beaten. Mm-hmm. So when you have some tin pot judge from Seattle or something, questioning the migrant ban, I don't quite understand that because it should be like a royal decree. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that works out. But I think the problem Trump's going to find that, as was the case here with the High Court and Supreme Court, you've got these elites who are rather stroppy when it comes to listening to other people, mm-hmm. i.e. Judges and legal people. So I can't see how this is going to end well. Apart from this, which is presumably the judges will leave this one alone, but on the migrant issue, that looks like a car crash, I have to say.
Again, with the executive orders, there's no need for the Senate or Congress, is there? They can all take a holiday and President Trump will just write what he likes.
It's like being Oliver Cromwell. It's a really good arrangement. So as I said, the same with the Brexit situation here. Once the people are decided, that should have been it. So I don't see how these people, legal elites, can get in there. But anyway, we'll see how it works.
Moving on, actor Tom Conti says the possibility of a Tesco opening a mile away from his £17.5 million North London home is horrifying, and he hits out at the supermarket's Budgens deal. This is in relation to the Booker takeover from Tesco.
This is a story I picked out, as you might be able to guess, but I'm horrified at how a second division actor like Tom Conti could get could end up with a £17.5 million home. The other issues are also this Tesco is a mile away from his home, so it's not like a nuclear reactor where you might actually get some radiation or something else coming through. And the third thing, he could just move. He could probably afford to move or just rent out the £17.5 million mansion mm-hmm. and live somewhere in the country somewhere.
He's not complaining that he has to walk a mile. Does he want the Tesco nearer?
I don't know what he's complaining about. I'm just complaining about that he's very rich and he's complaining. That's what I'm complaining about.
Well, good luck, Tom, with that one. Economic calendar, actually fairly light today. Got in the US, the Labour Market Conditions Index. EU, ECB President Draghi speaks, and in Australia, the AIG Performance of Construction Index. Anything to look out for there?
Well, Draghi's so smooth and slippery, and you could call him a weasel as well, that he can get out of any type of situation where he's being probed or prodded. I presume he'll say that he's bringing back inflation to the Eurozone and growth, and that the policy has been working. I'm not quite sure whether many people agree with it, but I think probably the only warning here is really that there is that spectre of the currency war with one of Trump's operatives saying that the euro is incredibly undervalued, and that's the last thing they want. The whole policy relies on trying to weaken the euro. I don't think that's going to happen.
Understood. News out from the ECB as well that this is the English cricket board that Alistair Cook has resigned.
Possibly a more important organisation. yes, exactly.
Indeed. Gold CMX futures looking here at a potential bullish breakout. Obviously, with the dollar being weaker and gold looking to the upside.
I think we remember that the night that Trump was elected, gold spiked $50, and on the basis that he would bring in a sort of horror movie type scenario to the White House. I think we're getting a bit of that now, and maybe that's the break of 1220 is reflecting the fundamental fear in the markets of having a loose cannon in the White House.
Indeed, a bit of a safe haven trade there. Moving on, S&P 600, this is the small cap index. Again, maybe a breakout here?
Yeah, I mean, it's this just looks like a bull flag consolidation, bounced off that 50-day moving average there, and it just looks like we're in a rising channel, which is probably heading towards 920 as we speak. So just no sign of any let up in the rally.
Understood. Next up, FX sentiment.
Well, and the clients, quite. I suppose the most interesting part here is the way that for the pound and dollar CAD, we are relatively 50-50 in terms of the exposure there. Very short on the euro, which is a bit of a surprise given where we are, and also very short of the Aussie dollar, which I think is a mistake. I think the Aussie dollar, especially with gold looking to rise, I think that will start rising too. Long of dollar yen, which is probably about right given where we are in the range sort of 112 to 118 nominally as well. And for euro sterling, the current situation looks like it's strengthening again as we head towards more Brexit, the hard Brexit scenario. So maybe the clients on the wrong side of that at the moment.
Okay, and next up, trade of the day, Experian. This is the credit agency. I was reading actually on Experian last week, one in four of partners secretly check their partners' bank accounts. So,
are those the men or the women?
I'm guessing the women, but I wouldn't like to say on that.
Right, okay. I was actually reading on the Tube that the average London credit score is 780 out of 990 or something like that, 999. So that's, I don't know what that means, but it sounds very important.
I think Tom Conti is probably bumping up.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Sell around 1555. You can see a double top there. I'm not sure whether I would take this. It does look like a bit of a breakout here, but I can see where the trade is coming from, and at least on a risk-reward basis, it makes some sense.
Good. And finally, broker recommendations. We've got three recommendations here. Any particular picks?
Yes, the two mining plays I picked just because Macquarie is on the run. They had neutral on Antofagasta has been totally wrong. So they've had to up their target. And the same on Kaz Minerals, and the shares are through the roof. And at least they got it right, but the shares have actually outperformed many expectations. Finally, on BAE Systems, that was in focus after Theresa May's, I think it was $100 million deal in Turkey on those fighter jets. So good luck to BAE Systems.
Fantastic. Zach, thank you very much.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.